Hi, this is Chris. And before we start today's adventure in Odyssey, I'd like you to take a moment to get your Bible and open it to 1 Kings chapter 17. Are you ready?
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Again? Boy, do we have an exciting program coming up for you today. And to get a little background, you should open your Bible and read 1 Kings chapter 17. Now, don't worry if you can't read all of it before we begin, but even a little will give you some hints about what's going to happen. Take a look, and we'll get started with today's adventure right after this. It's been a while since anyone's used the imagination station at Wit's End. But that's because Whit and Tom are fixing it up for even bigger and more exciting adventures. But those adventures are going to start even sooner than they think.
Tom, pass me those wire cutters, will you please?
Sure. There you go. I'm going to fasten this cover back in place.
Well, okay. You know, I appreciate you helping me like this, Tom. Eugene's been so busy with school lately, and I wanted to get the imagination station back in working order.
Well, I'm a little better at fixing tractors than I am these crazy gadgets of yours. But I'm glad to do what I can. Pretty neat idea what you've done with it.
What? Oh, you mean dividing it in half?
Yeah.
Well, as popular as this machine has been, I figured the kids would enjoy it more if they could use it two at a time.
Well, I think they will. Okay, cover's back on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my back's not used to this.
And that's the last hookup, Tom. Well, if it works the way I want it to, the kids will be able to have two separate adventures at the same time.
If it works?
I still have some programming to do. Let's go into the computer room and see if we can get it set up, huh?
Hold on now. Let me put this sign back on.
Which sign?
The keep-off sign. You don't want another accident, do you?
Oh, heavens no. Well, make sure it can be seen clearly, please.
Will do, Whit.
I'll be in the office.
Right behind you. Well, this is one sign they won't be able to miss. There. Work of art.
Come on into the computer room, Tom. I need another pair of hands.
Coming, Whit. Computer rooms, imagination stations. I tell you, times sure have changed since I was a boy.
There it is, Jack. See, I told you Mr. Whittaker was changing the imagination station.
Oh, I guess he has. I wonder why he decided to do that.
I liked it the way it was.
See?
All right, Robin. I'm sorry I didn't believe you.
It looks completely different. He has two doors on it now.
I told him it looks like the front part of a helicopter, except you can't see inside.
Yeah, I guess it does.
And this one's for the boys, and that one's for the girls.
You're kidding.
Well, it could be, but this side's mine.
What are you doing? Can't you read? The sign says keep off.
I'm just gonna sit in it. Keep off means, don't play around.
Robin!
I won't touch anything. See, I'm just sitting. Oh, what's this?
Robin, cut it out.
Hey, you should see all these pretty lights. It looks like a Christmas tree in here.
Robin, you're not supposed to be in there. Robin, can you hear me?
This is me, Jack. Get on the other side.
No, now come out before you get us both in trouble.
What? I can't hear you. Where's the switch to open the door? Maybe it's this one.
No, don't touch anything. Robin, what's happening?
How do I get this door open?
Jack!
grief. Robin!
The other door. Maybe I can get to her that way. Oh, good. It's open.
What's this? Mr. Whitaker put a wall in between the seats. I can't get to you, Robin. Everything's so different.
Maybe this lever will open it up.
Maybe not. What am I going to do? Mr. Whitaker changed the control panel around. Oh, buttons, buttons. One of them has to get me out of here. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Oh, the flashing white one. Whoa!
As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years, except by my word. After a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah and said, "Go present yourself to Ahab."
Now what? I wish I knew how Mr. Whitaker programmed this thing. Hello? Robin? Is anybody out here? It's just a field. Robin! Robin! Oh! Hello, Mr. Cow. You haven't seen Robin, have you? I didn't think so. You don't look very healthy, Mr. Cow. Are you sick?
You! What are you doing there? Following us?
Ow! Hey, watch it with that stick!
Come on, speak up. What are you doing?
Nothing. I was just wondering.
Keep away! I know how sneaky you thieves are.
What? Look, kid, will you quit poking me with that stick? I was just... Ow!
I'm asking the questions. Who are you? What is your business?
I guess I'm not an Odyssey anymore. My name is Jack, and I'm trying to find a friend of mine. I think she's lost around here somewhere.
Well, Jack, we've been on this road all day, and you're the first person I've seen. Now move along.
I can't move along. I don't know where I am.
Lost, huh?
Yeah.
How do I know you're not a thief?
Do I look like a thief?
I don't know. I've never seen a thief before.
What's the big idea of asking me all these questions and...
Because this drought has turned a lot of honest people into thieves and scavengers.
Drought? What's a drought?
How could you ask such a dumb question? The drought. It has been 3 long years since it last rained.
It hasn't rained in 3 years? Where in the Bible did they have a 3-year drought?
What? Speak up.
Ow! Put that stick down, will ya? Where are we?
The road to the palace in Samaria.
But what year?
Year?
Yeah, I mean, is this the New Testament or Old Testament?
Testament? You want to do business with me?
No, I mean, I'm trying to figure out where I am in history.
Oh, history. I don't know anything about history. You should talk with my master. He can tell you everything you want to know about history. He is very learned about such things.
Where is he?
Resting. In that grove of trees.
Do you mind if I talk to him?
Why should I trust you?
Why not? Listen, I'm not a thief. I don't want your money or your stick or anything like that. I just want to find my friend. Honest.
All right. But don't try anything sneaky or I'll poke you with my stick again.
Thank you. I don't know your name.
Benjamin. I'm a manservant to a man from Tishbe in Gilead.
Nice to meet you, Benjamin. Which way to your master?
This way. But no tricks or...
I know. You'll poke me with your stick. Wait, aren't you forgetting your cow?
Huh? Oh, she's not my cow. I don't know whose cow she is.
But...
Come on.
Robin! That girl. I don't think she realizes what she's gotten herself into. The imagination station can seem very real.
The imagine what?
It'd take too long to explain. Hope she's safe.
Hard to say these days. The villagers around here are nice. She's probably okay, just as long as she stays out of the way of the wicked queen and her servants.
Queen? What queen?
Queen Jezebel! Your Highness! Quit struggling with me, you little imp!
You puppy! Damn, I'm telling you! I'm calling the police!
Open those doors! I must get to the throne room! Ow! Stop scratching me!
I'm gonna tell my dad and he's gonna have you arrested! And then you'll be put in jail and rot for the rest of your life!
What is this commotion? Iliana, what is this all about?
A spy, Your Highness. I found her sneaking through the palace.
I wasn't sneaking. I was trying to find the Bible room. I guess this Whitaker added a new wing to what's that.
This is the kind of gibberish she's been speaking, my queen. And look at how she's disguised. Must be a foreign spy.
Oh,
Put her down, Iliada.
But, Your Highness, she'll run away. I've been chasing her all over the palace.
Oh, now you won't run away from me, will you, dear child?
I might.
But why? If you're not a spy, you have nothing to fear. You're not a spy, are you?
No.
Then there's no need to run. Put her down, Iliada.
Yes, Your Highness.
Much better. Now, little one, what is your name?
Robin.
Oh, how pretty.
Who are you?
Me? Why, I am Jezebel, the queen.
Yeah, of what?
Of Israel, dear girl.
Israel?
Yes. Now, why don't you tell me what you're doing here?
I don't know. I was in the Bible room, sitting in the imagination station. And I must have pushed the wrong button. Look, if I could just find Mr. Whittaker, it would all make sense.
Mr. Whittaker?
Yeah, I was trying to find him when Matilda Hunt here grabbed me. Mr. Whittaker's gonna fire you when he finds out you carried me over your shoulder like that.
You see what I mean, Your Highness? Complete nonsense.
Are you sure you don't want to tell me the truth, Robin?
That is the truth. Come on, guys. I think this act has gone far enough.
Yes, it has. You're right, Iliada. She must be some sort of spy. Throw her into the palace prison until I decide what to do with her.
Yes, Your Majesty.
What? No!
Will Robin really go to prison as a spy? We'll find out when Adventures in Odyssey continues right after this.
What happens when imagination becomes reality? Adventures in Odyssey continues with the hottest animated video yet. In Someone to Watch Over Me, Dylan is pitted against enemies from World War II.
Yeah, we also know how Grimstad feels about you, sir. That's why we volunteered for this mission.
How he feels?
He sees only one enemy, you.
To outer space.
What is this?
Computer, engage star drive, factor one.
Star drive engaged.
Spaceship?
When the imagination station goes on the blink, anything, anywhere, anytime can happen. Someone to Watch Over Me, another in the series of animated video adventures from Adventures in Odyssey and Focus on the Family. Adventures in Odyssey videos can be found at your favorite bookstore. The number for Adventures in Odyssey videos is 1-800-A-FAMILY. That's 1-800, the letter A, family.
And now back to today's Adventure in Odyssey.
We have to wait here.
Why? What's wrong? Where's your master?
He's probably walking, praying. I can't disturb him.
Praying, huh? Boy, I wish I could remember how all this fits together.
Huh?
I'm trying to remember the story.
Which story?
The one about a king named Ahab and a queen named Jezebel. You said they're the most wicked the land of Israel has ever seen, right?
Oh, yeah.
See, the names are familiar, but I can't remember the story. You know, what happened to them? Boy, I wish I knew my Old Testament better. I should know this story.
Story? You want a story? I know plenty.
Like what?
Like a story about a widow and her son who miraculously had their jars filled with flour and oil.
Yeah, I've heard something about that.
And the one about the widow's son who got sick and died, and a great prophet prayed for God to bring him back to life, and he did.
Hold it. I know that story.
And so you should. People all over the country talk about it. Jack, you have to tell me the truth. Are you in league with the king or the queen?
What? Me? No way!
I didn't think so. Well, not with those clothes. But I had to ask, to be sure.
Why?
Because my master is the one who did it.
Did what? You mean the miracle of the flour and oil? Raising that kid from the dead?
Yeah, pretty neat, huh?
If it's true, then I have to find him. Maybe he can help me.
Rest easy. He'll be back. He spends a lot of his time praying. He has to. God has sent him on another mission.
Mission? What kind of a mission?
Well, God has told my master to go to King Ahab
and then the Lord God will bring rain back upon the land.
Master!
You talk so freely with strangers, Benjamin. Is that wise?
I was only... Well, see, he was asking about... See, he lost his friends and... I'm sorry, Master. I have a loose tongue.
Don't fret, young one. God is sending us to King Ahab. It doesn't matter if we get there on our own or with the help of his servants. Who are you, boy?
My name's Jack, sir. Who are you?
I'm Elijah the Tishbite.
Elijah! Of course!
Gather our things, Benjamin. We must move on.
Yes, Master.
And God's peace be upon you, Jack.
Wait, Elijah. I mean, sir. I was wondering if... Well, could I go with you? I'm looking for a friend, and I've got this feeling that if I go with you, I'll find her.
One young manservant is enough. This is a very serious journey. Very dangerous.
Please? I'm scared my friend is in trouble. I have to find her. Please?
You may go with me as far as the palace. But on two conditions.
Yeah?
You must obey me in every respect, even as my servant.
Great. What's the other condition?
That you borrow some garments from Benjamin.
Huh?
Our journey will be dangerous enough without you drawing attention to us with your foreign clothes.
Whatever you want. You're the boss.
Good lad. Now hurry with the provisions and we'll go. The Lord's business cannot wait.
Oh, how did I get into this mess? I didn't pay attention to the sign, that's how. It said keep up. Did I keep up? No. Had to go in and sit down. Couldn't leave things alone, could I? Nope, not Robin. Robin had to go and stick her nose in there.
Quiet. I'm tired of your muttering.
Oh, okay. I'll be quiet. But it's not easy, you know. It's not like I'm used to this sort of place. I mean, I don't even know where I am. And it's wet, and it stinks. I'm cold. It's terrible.
Excuse me. Don't forget the rats.
What?
The rats. Well, it's wet, it stinks, it's cold. And the rats like to nibble at your ankles.
Hey, the food is bad, too, you know. You can't put together a list of complaints about this prison without griping about the food.
Yeah, you're right. So what do we have? Let's see. It's wet. It stinks. Yeah. It's cold. The rats like to nibble at your ankles. And the food is bad.
Did you mention the plumbing?
Oh, I don't think I did. Do we have any?
No.
Then we should mention it.
Can someone please get me out of here?
All right, you weasels. Spread out. Clear the way. Where is the one called Robin?
Me! Here I am!
No, I'm Robin. Over here.
Shut your noise.
I'm Robin.
Oh, there you are. Come on. Somebody wants to see you.
Somebody wants to see me?
Yes, you. Come on.
Hey, what about me? Can I come too?
Quiet.
Hey, we do have a list of complaints we'd like to file.
I said quiet.
Ow! Hey, the whippings. We're gonna add the whippings to the list.
Over there, young spy.
What? Where?
Here.
Who are you?
My name is Obadiah. I'm an official of the King and Queen, officially speaking, of course. Walk with me.
Where are we going?
The Queen wishes to see you.
Look, I'm not a spy. You have to believe me.
Child, it really doesn't matter whether I believe you or not. The Queen won't. She's a suspicious woman. Seems to be a rather persistent trait of our nation's rulers.
What am I gonna do?
Be very, very careful. Obadiah, I've been looking for you. Oh, yes, Your Highness. This blasted drought is killing our horses and mules. I've devised a plan for... who's this? This is the young girl, Iliada, found wandering through the palace. The Queen believes she is a spy. Her? A spy? Really? Yes, Your Highness. Well, that's my wife's business. I need you, Obadiah. I want you to go through the land northeast of here to all of the valleys and the springs. We must find water and grazing fields for our animals. I will go southeast. As you wish, my king. Mm. With your kind permission, I'll take this girl to the queen first. Oh, of course you shall. I don't want to get her upset again. Finish your business, then report to me immediately. But be quick about it, Obadiah. My wife is playing with children while our animals die in the fields. Oh, my. Do come along, Robin.
That was the king?
Yes.
King who?
King? You don't know? You are a rather mysterious child. That was King Ahab.
King Ahab. Oh, I know that name. King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. They're in the Bible.
The Bible? What, pray tell, is a Bible?
The Bible. Scripture.
Oh, Scripture. The sacred scrolls.
Yeah, something like that. Ahab and Jezebel are in it.
Oh, they are. Then your scriptures must tell of great pain and suffering. Well, we're here. Now be very, very careful.
What is this?
Your Highness, Queen Jezebel, I have brought Robin, as you requested.
Oh, my little spy. Welcome to my temple. Were you able to get any new information out of Obadiah?
No, Your Highness. She maintains that everything she has said is the truth.
It is. Look, get me a telephone. I'll call my parents. Mr. Whitaker, they'll tell you.
Thank you, Obadiah. You may wait in the hall.
But, Your Highness...
Wait in the hall?
Yes, my queen.
What are you gonna do?
What my prison and officials cannot discover about you, my priest can. Jehozabad?
My queen, we are ready for the ceremony.
Ceremony?
Yes. We shall make an offering to Baal and one to Asherah, and priest Jehozabad will ask them to reveal to us all there is to know about you.
Wait a second. Asherah and Baal? Aren't they, you know, those false gods?
False gods? Baal and Asherah are the great gods of my country. Jehozabad, begin.
Yes, my queen. First, we must bow down before the altar as I begin the prayers of exaltation.
Come, child. You are about to be found out by the spirits of Baal and Asherah. If you are innocent, he will tell us. There, now. Bow down.
No way. I'm not going to bow down to any stupid god.
What? You defy me?
I know I'm supposed to obey adults and stuff, but I'm not going to bow down to any idols. The Bible says it's wrong.
What?
Oh, brother.
You will bow, child.
No way. God says it's wrong to bow down to any other god but him. Good grief. Have you ever read the Ten Commandments?
Ten Commandments? You quote the writings of Moses? Did you hear her, Jehozabad? I should have known. A spy from the worshippers of Yahweh.
I'm not a spy.
Bow down to Baal.
I won't do it.
Don't you realize who I am? But don't you know how many worshippers of this god of yours I've sent to their deaths? Bow down. Give up your life.
I can't. There's only one god, and he said not to bow down to other gods. I can't do it.
Then, my little waif, you will die. Do you hear me? Die.
Oh, what's going to happen to poor Robin? And what about Jack? Will he be able to find her in time to save her? Looks like we're going to have to wait until next time to find out. But before we go, I just wanted to remind you that if you ever want to write to us, our address is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, B.C., B6B4G3. And when you write, don't forget to ask about how you can get a copy of this broadcast. It's called Elijah. The address, once again, is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.